The Carnegie Project on the Education Doctorate, or thankfully CPED for short, is a group of 80 colleges and schools of education, all of whom have committed resources to work together and strengthen the educational doctorate. The WSU College of Education was one of the founding members of CPED. While the college has always had a very strong Ed Doctorate program, it recognized the value in critical examination of its own program through dialogue, experimentation, critical feedback, and evaluation from other programs. At this year's annual convening, we caught up with Rick Sawyer from the WSU Vancouver campus, and he talked more about CPED and what the College of Education hopes to get from this association.
Covering all aspects of teaching and learning, educational leadership and psychology, kinesiology, and sport management, it's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Okay, back here on Education Eclipse, I'm with Rick Sawyer, who's a professor in educational leadership. And today, Rick, we're sitting at the CPED convening. First of all, what is CPED? And what is a convening? Because it seems kind of like a conference, only maybe a little smaller.
Right. So we are sitting here in downtown Portland at the CPED convening. CPED stands for the Carnegie Project on the Education Doctorate. And it is a consortium of universities all over, primarily the U.S., but really Canada. We have some people from New Zealand and a couple of other countries who come together as members of this group to talk about the professional practice doctorate and changes in the professional practice doctorate. And so the convening is really where we come together to share ideas and to think about what we're doing. It's kind of a large sort of community of learners related to this.
At Washington State University, in the College of Education, we have an Ed Doctorate program. It's a good program. We have our own challenges. We work on those kind of things. But why would we get outside of ourselves and work with all these other universities to improve this? Why not just pull in as many as we can to this great program and you know, pump out Ed Doctorates?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when we joined CPED, we were one of the original founders with our then dean, Judy Mitchell. I think the idea was, how can universities sort of band together to try to be less idiosyncratic and to take a, kind of an individualistic sort of approach to problems, and actually having an approach that was shared by a number of universities to really look at how do you solve problems of practice in the current landscape facing people in education. And as we know, things are really intense right now for school kids all over the country, for people working at, in schools, and for community members. So the idea was, how do we have a doctorate that actually improves practice and improves the lives of students? And then how do we do that in a way that is relatively uniform, but allowing for regional differences?
When you talk about problems of practice, that term of practice, as opposed to what, of theory, or what is that problem of practice?
Right. So a problem of practice, often theory should connect to a problem of practice. It should connect to the real world and help us interpret what's happening in the real world. But a problem of practice is a problem facing people in the field. So in education right now, one of the leading problems is the achievement gap or the opportunity gap.
Which we've been talking about for quite a few years.
Right. That's just that we've been talking about it forever. And so at WSU in the EDD program, over the last year, we took that topic, the opportunity gap, and we made it a central theme for our work in the EDD program. So what we did was, we had principals and teachers and faculty members look at this really complex problem facing kids in schools from a systemic perspective across the state of Washington. So a problem of practice is something that faces real people on the ground, where they live and where they work. I've definitely noticed a change in the educational doctorate at WSU. I'd like to think it's because of this. You don't really know for a fact, but I do know that we're much more organized than we had been in the past, and that we're looking at things systemically and looking at the people in our program, our students who are teachers and educational leaders and superintendents. We're looking at them from sort of a strengths approach, and what do they bring to the table, and how can they work together to solve complex problems from multiple viewpoints? How can they work on this huge puzzle together. That's CPED's approach. And CPED has a number of principles that we help write, you know, for example, related to social justice. So all that's framed by things, you know, for example, social justice and diversity. So there's definitely been an influence. But I would like to think that we would do that anyway, since we had a real impact on putting together CPED and helping establish the principles and so on. There are partly things that, you know, we were drawing from our own practices. We did that, but CPED has been really good.
Yeah, I can imagine it's hard to say this is a direct return on investment because of this, but it does play into that. With this convening this year, I know you've talked very globally about what the purpose of this convening is, but I see our dean, Mike Trevison, is one of the first speakers here. What is he going to touch upon? Specifically, you know, what are some of the things, not only him, but maybe a few other people, will deal with in this convening?
Right. The theme for this convening is activism for social justice and school leadership.
Okay.
And so we have a number of, you know, learning sessions, and a lot of the keynote and a lot of the other presentations are really about, not just about social justice, but it's really active leadership and critical leadership for social justice. And what is that? And here in Portland, there's a lot going on. You know, we have Rethinking Schools. You know, this is this incredible kind of tradition of social justice and activism in schools. So we're in a really good location for that. And the focus really will be about, what is that? What have we all done? So, you know, since we're pretty much prepared, we're all coming to the table together to talk about what we're doing, to learn from each other, to try to figure out really how do we improve that? How do we make that better? So it's not just social justice, which is important, but it's leadership and critical leadership for social justice. And that's the theme. So that's the big thread running through most of the stuff here.
Right. I mean, how do you take on those items when they come up? And certainly Portland is on the forefront. But if you had your ed doctorate, you were a school administrator, a school leader, superintendent, let's just say, and right now, of course, one of the big topics is transgender restrooms and things like that in the school. How do you deal with that? You know, and so I think this is a fantastic topic. It seems to be very apropos, at least.
Huge topic. Yeah. Well, you know, let me give you an example from WSU. So one of our speakers, Charlene Shea, who will be speaking tomorrow, is talking about her dissertation, which she just defended, so it's Dr. Shea now.
All right, congratulations.
Yeah, and she did her work on looking at middle school girls who did not like the subject of science. Mm. And she did her research in a charter school here in Portland that was a place-based charter school. And it was set up for kids to learn science through place-based education. And so she tracked a small cohort of these students who initially did not like science at all, and followed them all the way through this, you know, one-year program, and it turned their lives around. And so that's what we want. That's about social justice, and it's also about trying to impact the world, because now we have a number of people who really would not have chosen science. She looked at partly how did it benefit them, what do they learn about science, but also how did it impact their perspectives about their futures and their view of their future careers. And now they all kind of want to go into science, or at least they're not excluding it. They see it as a possibility.
Well, what a fantastic thing then to have anybody be able to hear her experience, her research.
Right, right.
Be able to do that. Now, okay, so let's go to the convening versus conference. Why is this a convening? Let's talk semantics here.
Right.
So what makes this a convening?
I think the idea is semantics, you got it. Convenings are similar to conferences, places where people come together to learn. This was, from the very beginning, sort of conceived of as a learning community where we learn together. And we've had sort of the critical friends model here, so it's not just talking at somebody or doing a formal presentation, but really looking at different issues and then having breakout sessions and working with people at different universities. So these sort of, you know, mixed groups of different universities, people working together, looking at things and learning together and sharing what they're doing and learning from each other. So really the emphasis has been on learning rather than just presenting. Conferences are fantastic learning spaces as well. So right, it's there's a fine point there, I think.
I did see a social media post from one of our former deans of the College of Education, and it was a comment about the way conferences often are with the panel, and then
you get the folks in the audience that are asking questions, but they're not so much questions, rather than they want to show how smart they are. And
right. Lots of sound bites and posturing.
And
here we can't do that because, you know, we're all really talking about our own work, and everybody has the opportunity to do that. So there's no posturing because you're forced to talk about what you're doing, you know. So the spotlight is really on you.
Sure. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. Rick, thank you so much.
Sure.
I hope you have a very valuable convening, and certainly we'll check back in.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon.
At some point.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.